Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get a business update. Nick Halter is at Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal getting ready for the weekend. And Nick, I was just talking with Senator Klobuchar, and she's in the business news.
Yeah, we did a look at some of the campaign donations over the past first half of the year, and some of Minnesota's biggest CEOs are backing her for president. Ecolab CEO Doug Baker, Cargill CEO David McLennan, and Polaris CEO Scott Wine all gave maximum donations to Klobuchar's campaign of $5,600. Other notable executives giving to Klobuchar's campaign include Medtronic CEO Omar Ishrak, General Mills CEO Jeff Harmening, and Lando Lake CEO Beth Ford. Few of Minnesota's political donors have given to President Donald Trump or any of the Democrats running against Klobuchar for the nomination. One reason for that, said political scientist Catherine Pearson, is that local business leaders may be donating in hopes of keeping access to Klobuchar in the event that she remains in the Senate. Of course, Klobuchar knows many of the top executives in the state as well. For more on that story and other local business news, log on to mspbj.com. I'm Nick Halter for the Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Enjoy the game tomorrow.
It's going to be a good one. Are you going?
No, I'm going to be over at the Tommy Gustavus game, but when you get out of the game, turn the radio on. We'll have that one for you because that'll be as good. But have that, take my share of whatever you're having at the tailgate.
You know, we'll probably be storming the field at that point in time, so I don't know if I'll be able to tune in.
I hope you're right. All right, have a great weekend, Nick. See ya.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Football and Finance, our buddy Pete Najarian from CNBC joins us every Friday at WCCO. There's a song that Pete and I like to do in karaoke on Friday nights when we get together. Pete, how are you?
I'm doing great, Dave. Matter of fact, we got to get together tonight for that, don't we?
Yeah, we'll be doing it, yeah, later on. And then next Friday night I'll see you, too, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that should be great. I'm looking forward to that next Friday as well. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'll tell you, the markets have been so interesting this week, Dave. It's absolutely been incredible. So I know you want to jump into that, but it's been crazy. We've hit record numbers, and I think what we talked about for the last 3, 4, 5 weeks now, earnings season has absolutely delivered, and people are starting to buy into it. And despite all the recessional talk and everything else that comes up about the markets, we just keep powering forward, and it seems as if that maybe we're getting to that phase one that President Trump keeps talking about.
Well, they're pulling back a little bit today, but, I mean, I'm just looking here at 8:30 when they opened up. But it's amazing, Pete. It really is. It's stunning. And then, like Doc, he was bouncing in the day, says, have you checked your 401k lately? So if you're looking at that, it's a good feel.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah, exactly. I know. He's always looking at that 401k. Hey, don't look at it every single day, though. You can't do that. But you want to keep an eye on things. But, yeah, you know, Disney delivered today. They've been absolutely outstanding. Bob Iger's done an unbelievable job for so many years running that company, and it's been incredible, and they absolutely crushed their earnings today. But, you know, you expect to see a little pullback here and there, and I don't think every single day is going to go higher, but clearly it's not going to happen. But the reality is we have been powering forward, and the interesting part has been now it's financials and industrials that have actually participated along the way. Everybody was so angry about the banks not moving. The banks actually have already had a pretty good year coming into this earnings season, and they've started to move even higher. The J.P. Morgans of the world and even a lot of our local banks have done a tremendous job in delivering in a very difficult environment. When you can deliver, that says a lot about what your management skills have really at a lot of these different companies.
Hey, Pete, you got a couple kids in college. Do you like that 529 thing?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good idea, Dave. One of mine is already out of college, so I'm happy to say that I'm not worried about that side of it. But the other one, yeah, he's still around. He's got 2 years left. But, yeah, I think those are a very good idea. Anything that provides the opportunity for our kids in terms of the educational side of things. And if you get a little bit of a tax break off of this, I mean, what's not to like?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Okay, Gophers are underdogs at 7 points tomorrow. What do you think?
Mm. You know, I've been thinking about this one ever since we got to this 8-0 and looking at it. I think the interesting thing is when you look at Penn State, because we know who the Gophers are, and I think we've improved every single week, and I love what we've done through the Big Ten season so far. But I think what it comes down to, if you look at Penn State, the teams they've struggled with have been with Pitt and Michigan throwing the football. Well, if I'm right, and I think I am, that we've got the three best receivers in the Big Ten as a group, and a quarterback who's done a really nice job of distributing the ball to all three of them, I really do think, Dave, we've got a legitimate shot. They really struggled against Michigan. They struggled even worse, it seemed like, against a real mediocre Pitt team. So if you can throw the football, you have an opportunity for success. And if Iowa hadn't turned the ball over a couple of times, Iowa had a good shot to beat Penn State as well. So if we can run the ball a little and have some success throwing the ball to those three receivers that I'm mentioning, I think Tanner Morgan, it's really going to be on him and the offensive line to give him just enough time.
I like our offensive line, too.
I love it. I love how aggressive they are, Dave. I mean, they're not only the biggest offensive line, I think, practically in history to put on a football field, those big five guys. But the great part is they've gotten more aggressive. I think early in the season we were a little bit more passive. They were just kind of catching and pushing guys. Now they're attacking and going after guys. And if you watch a lot of our touchdowns when we're running the football, you'll see that offensive line moving over wherever the ball is and pushing and shoving and getting our guys a little bit further downfield and having a little bit of an attitude. That's the key. I remember playing against Nebraska. The one thing outside of the fact that they were big and strong, they hit you with an attitude. And anybody who played football totally understands what I'm talking about. There's a difference between a guy who's blocking you and a guy who's hitting you. And that's what they do. And I think our Gophers are doing a great job up front.
Well, it'll really be. It's fun to finally see it sold out and have a good crowd out there. And now Doxa's, the weather should be good. So should be a fun Saturday. And, of course, I'll be over watching this Veldman kid from Gustavus. Boy, he's quite a quarterback too, Pete.
Yeah, you know, the MIAC sure does have some great football, Dave. I obviously got reintroduced to it with my son going to St. John's and you doing St. Thomas games. We still got to get together one of these days. But I'll tell you what, I love the brand of football that they've got. They've got a lot of great athletes and players. And Gustavus is a pretty good football team this year. But obviously the Tommies, they're always good. So that's going to be a great game, I think.
Hey, you have an awesome weekend, Pete. I will see you next week for sure.
I look forward to it, Dave. Take care.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.